Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors-Pelicans, 4:30. It all starts with Warriors Live at 3:30. I saw a stat that made me want to vomit.
Give it to me.
Yesterday. The New Orleans Pelicans, 90% of their salaried players aren't playing.
That is just crap.
No Zion. McCollum doubtful. No Alvarado. Who else is
not playing?
Ingram is, it's just.
The spread, the Warriors league, minus 10.5.
The
hammer
league
that.
Continues to be a mess.
But when you say that, it's a mess. You're choosing the players of.
I'm accusing the players of? Not caring enough. Mm. That's what I'm accusing the players of. But we got bigger fish to fry. We got a 49er team that's 500 after 10 games. Yes or no? Yes or no? Yeah. Do you believe? Remember, we believe?
I'm waiting on the doc. Every time I see Matt Barnes and Stack, I'm like, I don't even want to listen.
You think those guys have the wherewithal to pull off a documentary?
They got a podcast on Showtime.
That's sitting down for 20 minutes.
All right. So you think that's the version of them writing their book? You writing your book?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Stop. 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 Let's get into the Niners. They're in shambles. We know that. But can they unshamble? That's the question. Let's start with Jan in Mountain View.
Hey.
Hey, Jan, how you doing? Let's wait and see. Hey, Jan.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
What I was going to bring up was that, the year has been, kind of a downer, and it hasn't gone the way it should, but, I still have confidence, but going forward, I think the front office needs to take a good look at who they sign and re-sign, and before they sign a big contract, is that they take the physical, and if they fail the physical, then they're off the team because they're not living up to the expectations that the 49ers need out there. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jan. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. They do the physicals.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
Trent would have passed his.
How do you know?
I'm playing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy.
She's not happy. Who's happy?
There's people that don't like the Niners.
Well, I'm talking about people that love them.
Possibly.
There's still some optimists out there. Hope I'm saying this right. Fozzie in the East Bay. Fozzie, am I saying that right?
Yep, you got it right. Stiney,
right.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yo, man, I agree with Leroy, man. Look, and I love Jesse Sapolu, too. I'm of Polynesian descent, too. He was like our first superstar.
Nice.
But I got to disagree with him. I don't think this team is winning the division. And frankly, they've shown us who they are. They're 12 weeks in. They're 500. Look, man, it's the writing's on the table, man. To come out and say that we can still do it, man, that's a stretch. I just don't think it's going to happen. And look, I come from a big family, right? I got six brothers. Half of us are 49ers. The other half are Raiders. At least with the Raiders, they know they're bad, right? But with us, we're over here thinking that we can win and holding on to something when it's just not there, man. And, you know, we can look back at everything that's happened throughout the season, and still try to hold on. But the nail in the coffin really was when Geno Smith pranced his goofy self into the end zone last week and won the game for the Seahawks. And now we're over here expecting to win against the Packers and even more so the Bills. Come on, guys. My brother told me when we were watching that game, we got to stop living in la-la, man. That's all I got, boys. Cheers.
Wow. Thanks, you. So he wants to Bob Seger it.
Bob, rest in peace.
Turn the page. See, here I am. You know, I heard that song? On the road again. You never heard that song?
No. I hate to tell you this, but you could sing.
Up on the stage.
You could have.
Here I go. Playing star again. There I go.
Wow.
I'm out.
Turn the page.
I hope Willard and Dibs don't come in here and be like, you remember Willard said it puts everybody, year ago, it puts everybody in a good mood when he sings.
Hey.
I wanted to throw up.
That's what I'm about, putting people in good moods.
Well, lately, you and Bonte had a little love fest before the show started.
He's finally come around, Bonte.
That's why we had a show.
He's a good little BS&G. He's a good little thumper, Bonte.
I'm like, man, people have been asking what's gotten into you.
What do you mean?
You've just been different, man. It's for the better.
I've been different since I had my hip surgery back in January.
Well, it's been a little after that. Something happened. But we'll take it. We'll take this new Steiny.
Okay. Let's go to... Oh, Matt in San Jose is a believer.
Uh-oh.
And you saw the Monkees. I'm a believer. What's up, Matty?
I got faith. I'm just playing. So let's just keep it a buck.
All right.
The Niners, Kyle Shanahan era, with exception of 2019, they stink in the first half. They stink in the early parts of the season. Prior to Thanksgiving, they stink. Jimmy Garoppolo stepped on the back of the end line. We've seen them lose to Atlanta. We've seen them. I mean, come on. They stink in the first half. But some point during the second half, guys get healthy, and they start to turn it around. Now, I would be in the camp with you, Steiny. I would be a little bit more worried if they were getting blown out of these games. But you're looking at games where a missed field goal and a dropped Ronnie Bell pass and a dropped Brandon Ayuk pass and a missed Brock Purdy throw. We're looking at games that are maybe one or two mistakes away from being – a difference-making play that could win the game. So if they're able to fix those mistakes, I think you're looking at a whole different team. But if the challenge is you got to do it on the road at Lambeau, at Buffalo, and you know the rest of the schedule.
Yeah, and good call, Matt. I also think they got to play. They've got fourth quarter issues, but they got to play better the first three quarters so that if they have an issue or two in the fourth, it doesn't cost them a game.
But that's the problem.
That's not a fourth quarter problem. Clutchness. I mean, you go into a fourth quarter up 21-10 instead of 13-10, you're going to have a better chance of winning that game even if you make some mistakes.
Jesse has me thinking, Steiny, and back me up. I'm not here to, I was right. I like Sunday's game. I just don't put on the defense. But he has me thinking point total-wise. If I asked you right now on this young season through 10 games, what's the most the Niners have given up in any game of those 10? What would your answer
27.
Be? 27. Good, you are. 28.
Okay.
Kansas City.
Yeah, I wasn't right.
But they haven't been giving up 40. You know, they haven't been blown out.
No. Part of that's that they're still winning the time of possession battle. Let's go to Cruiser in the 209. What's up, Cruiser?
My brother's good. Good afternoon. Look, I'm coming off the top rope with the wet blanket, Steiny. All right? Here's why. The only way the 49ers are going to get in the playoffs is if we win the division. That's a big ask, okay? Even if we win our remaining two division games, that we split games with everybody, we're not going to get in as a wild card. And then we have to beat the Packers. We have to beat the Bills. We're going to have to beat the Dolphins. The Lions might give it to us because they've already wrapped up the number one seed by that time. So I'm not falling for it. You're not going to get me this time. You're not going to get me that. Goo, I appreciate your boundless enthusiasm, but this time, my friend, no. No, it's not worth it for them.
Wow.
They're out. And besides, Goo, it's laundry day today. I can tell you're wearing that jersey. But, hey, you know what? listen. It's not going to happen, okay? What the 49ers are, in my opinion, we're the best 58-minute team in the league, okay? The Rams game and then this last Seattle game, we pulled off big, fat, choke artist job. And I just don't think – We had the luxury of good health last year. We don't have it this year. Wow. There's too many things happening. People are worried about Purdy and his contract and his arm, and this guy's out this week, that guy's out that week. I'm just afraid the well-oiled machine we were last year is missing some parts, and the warranty has expired. You know, I hate to be the contrarian, but I'm taking Steiny style. Here's the wet blanket.
And real
I'm
quick,
afraid we're not going to do this year.
What disappoints you the most in the Niners season thus far? Who are you most disappointed in? What unit, coach?
You know what? Honestly, you know, Goo, I'm glad you asked me that. Partially, I'm disappointed in the coaching. Primarily because I think Shanahan, he's so damn smart, he outsmarts himself. Mm. He doesn't make adjustments when we need to. I mean, come on, what happened to Mason and Grendel? Those guys were tearing it up. We get McCaffrey back, and Shanahan's he's doing the Shanahan time honored tradition of running him into the ground. McCaffrey is not last year's McCaffrey. Okay, he needs a break. Okay, give him limited reps. Run the other guys. If you're going to run anybody into the ground, let the young studs do it. And our special teams are special ed. Okay, they're not. You know, what do we may be hanging around a game? Special ed's going to blow some coverage, or they're going to do something stupid. And let's not even talk about the field goals. I think that Kyle's the special teams' lack of and Kyle's stubborn insistence on relying too heavily on vets. And just the fact that we're missing holes and we're leaking oil all the way to the finish line, you know, we'll be lucky if we get into the final stretch if we're not dead on the side of the road by the time we reach the Bears. So I'm tapping out. I'm tapping out, Steiny. I'm taking the Steiny route today. Can't do it. Thanks.
Wow. Tapping out.
I'm not quite tapping.
Can't do it.
I got a revoke fans card. If you're doing it now with seven.
You do it every week with your Cowboys.
Dude. I root for the Pirates. You don't give up until you're mathematically eliminated. You
have you
know.
Given up on the Cowboys?
Hello?
They're done.
You are. Thank you, Evan.
They're done.
I told you before the season.
You ought to be ashamed.
I told you before
you
the season.
You ought to be ashamed.
I told you before the
and
season.
And we go through this once a month when we have to acknowledge you're the worst kind of fan. And we're going
to
have to do it
to
again.
The end.
You don't even like the Warriors as much as the Lakers.
Steiny, stop.
Goo?
You know what?
You have no right.
Now you've really, you have, I'm turning into Lou Ferrigno
you
right
have
now.
No
Take
right.
Take that back.
You
Take
have
that back.
No right
Take that
to
back.
Tell any other fan
yeah.
how to fan, because you are among the worst kind.
My book is coming out called The Fan.
People in the audience might be giggling. I ain't either.
I'm upset.
You give up on your teams.
I wrote for the Warriors all year.
After touchdowns.
Last year.
After a team scores a touchdown against your team, you quit. You give up.
When is the day coming where you're like, my boy saw it first. My old partner ain't so bad.
Give me a reason.
I told you Dallas was done before kickoff of week one. You don't care. You don't have faith.
You don't.
Live this.
You don't.
I know when it's bad and the transmission's
out. You know what's
funny
is we talked about this yesterday, and you looked at me like I was speaking Latin. The bottom line is you are a quitter as a fan.
Oh, whoa.
You quit on teams.
You better be glad it's payday. I'm serious. A quitter.
You do.
I rode for the Warriors until they lost in sack.
You rode for the Warriors because they won titles, period.
Stop. Dude, you are.
You deserved it.
Yeah, take that back. That hurt,
you're
man.
Not
I got people listening,
I
man.
Don't believe you are a great
the
fan.
People that
I have
know
to be
me,
honest.
49er Frankie?
He's a fan.
I'm a fan.
49er Frankie is a bigger 49er fan than you are a Cowboy fan.
Wow, that hurts.
Now take it to the bank.
That hurts.
All guests. You're listening, rather.
Thank you, Fitz.
To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah, I don't have my legal. Oh, my. Dude, I hate you. Radio hates you sometimes.
Yeah, it's okay. That's
people
right.
don't know you're just joshing.
Well, I'm not about your fandom.
Spadoni, Evan, and I are diehards. Bonte, Shasky, I'm writing a book called The Fan.
You know what you are? You're die easy. You're a die easy fan. 0-1, we're done. We can't win.
Well, that's reverse devil tongue. That's a chapter in the book. Then you got double reverse devil tongue.
Yeah. Nobody's buying it. Joe in San Francisco. Joe, come on. What do you got?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, check this out, man.
All right.
This is my first time on here, but I'm going to tell you something. Kyle Shanahan needs to either go upstairs or whatever and everything else, or go get an old school coach like Rex Ryan. Or even you got the money, your family got the money, go get Belichick. Go get a coach. You need new blood.
Wow.
You need new blood.
Well, those are two old blood guys.
Yeah.
That's all I say. Get some old school.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. My bad.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Let me just put it on your mouth.
He's telling on himself.
If you could get Belichick here and run Kyle, would you do it?
You don't have to ask that again.
Right. Stoddy, for real.
You can stop asking that question.
No, I'm doing it. I've got 6 rings.
Evan, would you?
Licks, he can't even answer. Evan, seriously.
No. With all due respect, you're not getting Bill Belichick from the year 2000.
That is, I want to call Evan a young punk.
I'm not going to answer
Dude,
that.
What does that mean? Guys like that don't lose their fastball.
Yes, they do.
Whoever
Don Nelson lost his fastball.
He never won a title.
But he lost his fastball.
He wasn't
at the
pitching.
End.
He wasn't on the
Unless
mound.
2015 Brady's coming with him.
Yeah, Goo. It's a pipe dream.
I can't believe you succumbed to the pressure and wouldn't answer on Bay Area Radio. Answer us.
What's the question again?
Would you
I'm sorry.
If you could get Beal in here, would you run Kyle?
We'll see.
I know what the morning guys would say. Willard and Dibbs, I think I know what they would say.
What?
Yes.
Then I'll agree with them.
No, you are.
As long as I'm in a group and not on an island.
Have a spine.
No, I won't. I don't have to. How old's Belichick?
How's his girlfriend? That lets you know how old he is.
You know what?
He got a young girl.
You know he's what? The real DiCaprio.
That's why he's, you know what? That's why I'm eliminating him.
See, and that's why Evan didn't want him here.
Poor judgment. Bill Belichick.
He's living life to the fullest.
He's living life.
Dude.
No.
He's got some juice left. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Manny and Benicia.
Phrasing.
Manny, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, this is Manny. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Manny!
Hey, so, okay, so my thing is that I, first-time caller, I want to call out some of the so-called fans that we have.
Yes.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of good things happened early in this season because you got to see a lot of the rookies. They got something they can bring to the table. Kyle just needs to take advantage of that. And as long as we make the playoffs, and I don't care if it's the last seed, I think we'd be one of the more dangerous teams as long as we're healthy. So I should have got lots of confidence in the 49ers.
There you go.
Thanks, so, Mick.
But
appreciate
I'm
going
to be healthy. That's the whole. Now your quarterback's iffy.
Quit crying about injuries. Look at Cleveland last night. They won with their backup.
Well, this yeah.
They won with their backup.
In a blizzard.
Look at the Steelers. They've
Jameis.
Used two different quarterbacks this year, and they're 8-3.
Mm-hmm. Jameis is better than Deshaun.
Perhaps.
It's not hard to be.
Perhaps.
Hey, let me tell you something.
The whining about the injuries just doesn't stop.
No, I just said I can't ignore it.
You know what? That means you're out of ammunition.
No, please,
that means you're giving up on this team, which wouldn't surprise me because you're good.
I just told you my bet. I just honestly, Kyle's not getting ran. I think he's afforded. He's earned this year if it doesn't culminate in a playoff berth. But Steiny, if you're telling me these guys are getting older, long in the tooth,
they are.
And you got a question about Mister, I thought was going to get $60 million. And your cousins or whoever.
Dobbsy.
Boy, you gotta. This ain't an easy project.
Look, you know who Trent Williams is? Klay Thompson. He's Klay Thompson.
Nah.
Yes, he is.
He just had an all pro couple last season.
Oh, it's that. Yeah, and Klay Thompson led the league in threes. He's Klay Thompson. He's taking a step back because he's getting older and he's had some injuries.
With respect.
No, Evan, thank
you. He's better than Clay.
Yeah, stop.
Is he?
Stop.
Is he?
And he hadn't had the injury history.
People are so afraid of Trent Williams.
What are you?
Like 6'7".
What are you, dude? Remember we saw him Evan up close. I was like, whoa, it's a big boy.
Right. That's why he's breaking down.
Well, opposing defensive linemen are afraid of him.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've seen him get tossed. He got tossed in the Super Bowl. It's just a play, but
408 Comcast Business text line. He says, "I guarantee you, Willard would not take Belichick over Kyle."
I thought that. We'll see.
There, I agree.
925 are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
925 on the Comcast Business text line. You know what? You said it well. Act your age and date your age. Disgusting.
Can't do it.
He's no better than Woody Allen. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
The real R. Kelly. Yeah. Woody did it. Hey, let me just tell you something.
All right, Trent Williams is Chris Paul. So, give me that.
So if an older man dates a younger woman, you're out?
62 years older? Yeah.
It's not no crime, and he's got charisma.
No, but it's a character issue.
So you just hate love.
I think it's a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I think they both have a little ulterior motive.
But you're the
guy. It's not love.
No,
do you really think it's love? I don't think it's love.
I think it's everything but. He's got this infectious personality that he's sharing with the world now.
You know, he had that for the last 25 years.
That's how you get a spouse. If you got a good personality and you make them laugh.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
And you don't like being the oldest guy at any venue, you'll leave. I embrace it.
What does a 69-year-old man have in common? What could they possibly be talking about if she's 24 years old?
Life!
You're 69, Steiny?
No, I'm not.
But life! I'm shocked.
I don't even want to get
into
it.
Love is blind, and it's not illegal.
Well.
It is, Evan.
You ought to be ashamed.
For Woody Allen.
You ought to be ashamed.
This
is what separates.
You're not who I thought you
were. This is what separates people with a skosh of moral character and those without any character.
But live your life. Don't live it for society to judge you. Okay. If you find love,
I'm sure
who
she's
cares about the numbers?
Yeah, no,
she's
a real peach, I'm sure.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. You're jealous.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
I'm
jealous. I figured it out.
Yeah.
He got his
easy
hair,
toots. Easy.
Hey.
Can I play this sound, please?
Take your time. You're the one that won't answer if you want him here or not.
Who?
Belly.
No. No, I don't.
Well, now we know why.
You know why? Because he's got too many distractions now, clearly.
It's a wrap.
Thank you. How about this one? Richard Sherman, former Seahawk, former 49er. What's going on with the Niners, Rich?
Mitchell, my panic meter has been high since the Arizona Cardinals loss. So it can't go any higher. It's been high. I've been panicked. I've been concerned. I've lost sleep. I think my hair was falling out at times. Like, stress. Because I don't know the answers. Usually, I watch the tape and it's clear and you're like, hey, pass rushing. Or, hey, push the ball down the field. Or turnovers. Or red zone. And right now, you're watching these games and you're like, It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. It's like a Thanksgiving plate. Like, you got a little bit of everything. It's a taste of everything, a helping of all these mistakes that are leading to a plate full of disappointment.
And that's basically what I've been saying.
Wow. He's always pro-Niners. I can't believe that. A plate of disappointment.
You know what? I don't know whether you would. What would you prefer? You have one glaring issue that you got to address, or you've got 10 little things where you're not quite
doing
what you
do. Give me the one.
Number one.
Give me the one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not
going to
answer.
Wow.
I'm not going to answer that question. Because I think if the one problem's quarterback, then you're done. You're absolutely done.
I'm Mr. 8.5, so I can't come down Purdy's Rose. What you laughing at?
That was funny. That show was pretty funny, I thought. Yeah. Don't you?
No, it was who
funny,
are you, man?
It was a funny show.
No, I'm taking into account who he is, what his job entails, and what he's been without.
Let me ask you a question. I shouldn't even go here.
He's too old.
See, this is what
how
you
old's
think
Milan?
19.
Okay.
Stop.
Remember that time last year? Remember
Stop.
You had that little... Oh, no, it would be... How's the girl?
Like 23 or something.
Well, yeah. Man, let me put it that way.
Yeah!
Wow!
The hoodie? Wow,
man. Yeah. Oh, Stoney, when you put it that way, I got it. Evan, I might have to reevaluate.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, what, man?
What's that?
It's a compliment to him that he's capable of that.
It's a compliment to him that he's a millionaire. That's what's a compliment to Bill Belichick. Come on. Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
You kind of won that one with that one. I hate you had to do it.
Yeah, it's all right.
She's coming home tomorrow.
Oh, nice. So's Mary Page is coming home today.
Go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Are you frying the turkey? You deep fried or what do you guys do?
Turkey.
Yeah. No, do you deep fry it or just regular turkey? Turkey's dry.
Not Susan's.
Okay.
Give kids a week off now in college?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But
yeah, she just finished, like, midterms
Evan's
or
mad.
Something.
Why is he... Evan.
Dude, we had midterms on Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
It's not about you anymore, E. You're with us.
Yeah. Things have changed.
You're an old head,
Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Jay-Z said he was the rap version of Bob Dylan. That was the best line.
The nerve.
I'm the rap version.
The gall.
Bob Dylan.
Who said he's Bob Dylan?
Jay-Z. In a verse, I said,
clown
damn.
Show.
Hey.
That's a clown
jigger.
Show.
That's
a clown move. Please. All right. Hey, it's 12-12, which means this is the following. 888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, Evan and I saw something last night. It was a little bit alarming.
Where was I at?
I don't know.
You guys were together?
Probably on IG doing something. Yes. I don't know.
I sent you a couple
But I want to bring it up, and it's... I mean, we can just talk about it. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank. You know what they're doing? They're celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Mm-hmm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sound like you need help at all.
I'm good now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I got a little feel-good story for you, real quick.
There.
What are you doing?
Nothing, I'm just irritated.
Oh, okay.
You go get your hair cut, and I'm like, oh, who did it? I get a haircut, Lucia. You say nothing about it. Marky D hooked
you got a haircut?
Yeah. But don't even worry about it.
He's swimming.
The only waves I care about is the green wave.
Where are they right now?
20.
Go green wave. So you got five, what? How many to go to get into the playoffs?
We got Memphis next Thursday.
No, but what's the cutoff for the playoffs? E12?
No, they're on the outside looking in.
Damn.
They play Memphis Thursday. They should win that, although Memphis is not a pushover. And then we've got, of course, the American Conference Championship game against the Army Black Knights.
Will that be played at the Saints Dome?
No, that'll be played at Tulane. No, we got our own stadium, Yulman
Field. I know, but normally they do that for the big ones. You know how the...
Yulman holds 30,000. It was a sellout against Temple. Now, San Jose State could have helped us really in a big way.
The Spartans.
So Grandy was telling me about that game. San Jose State went up 14-0, and they had 4th and 5,
okay,
or 4th and goal from the 5, and they went for it? Instead of taking a field goal to go up 17-0, they don't get it, and the whole momentum swings.
Wow. And who were they playing?
Boise State.
Oh, man.
And now Boise ended up... No, Boise jumped BYU.
See how you are as a fan? You've been missing out for umpteen years. Look at you. You're reinvigorated, man. You got juice now.
We're going bowling. There's no doubt about that. It's just a matter of where we're going.
Right, because that is sick.
No, we're going bowling? We are going bowling.
Bowling meaning bowl game?
Yeah, well, we're 10-9-2.
Evan, he stole that, right?
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
First time I heard it.
First time I heard it.
Yeah.
Not quite taking credit for Ant-Man, but.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
that was sad.
What's going on? Just keep it real. We've been texting without you. Dude, they are.
They're 8-7.
But their loss is 2 to Portland.
Portland's good.
And then who'd you just lose to? Dump truck team.
Take Guru.
I'm trying to get you mad. Go ahead. Yeah. I'll get
it. It's early in the season. We don't have a lot of depth, though. I'm concerned about our depth.
You like it, Randall? I just hate his game.
Dude.
I'm here.
You said 3 weeks ago you loved his game.
Now, what did I text on the
thread?
This
is unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. Let's go out to Nick in Ohio. Get us started on this segment. And then I got to tell you something that Evan saw last night and then I checked into, and he's right.
Oh.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right. You know, you got to be realistic. I mean, you really see the 49ers going up and competing with the Lions the way the Lions are so stacked, so balanced. Running game, passing game, special teams. They got guys that can return the ball for scores of yards, and they got a kicker who's perfect, you know, and a quarterback that has perfect rating. I just don't see them even coming close to challenging the Lions if they ever got there.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, could they beat the Lions in a game? Probably. Could they beat the Packers in a game? Probably. But can they run the table? And probably as a road team, that's going to be very difficult, don't you think?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think they have a chance. I don't think they barely get into the playoffs. So I don't know. I just don't see them doing anything this year.
Yeah, it's looking that way, Nick, but I still got my fingers crossed because I'm the kind of fan that I'm going to take it to the hilt. I'm not going to quit on my team. Not going to quit on my team. Can I get back to my feel-good story?
It's all you, brother.
Hubie Brown is going to call one final game on ESPN. One final NBA game.
I love him.
91 years old.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah. You know, he's dating a 24-year-old.
Stop. But, yeah.
Boy, he'd be great then, right? Oh, let's hear more of him.
Stop!
Yeah.
That's
Hubie
phenomenal.
Brown, 91 years old. And he will be calling one final NBA game on ESPN. They haven't figured out which game that is yet, but...
Wow, man.
Yeah, I got a bunch of little tidbits here I can pass along.
All right.
Your boy, Blake Snell, he's met with the Dodgers.
Shocker.
And Red Sox.
Yeah, shocker.
Oh, no. Yeah. What do you think about the All-Star game tweaks? Just see what I mean?
I don't like it.
You're right. There's nothing to like right now about the NBA.
Kobe played and Mike, Kobe broke his nose when Wade hit him. These guys don't care. They don't care, man. And now you're going to break it up into what? 3-3, 4? I'm out. I'll watch.
They're playing.
Yeah. They're breaking up into.
It said the end. This is. I just cackled out loud. The NBA's tweaking the All-Star game. They want it to be more of like a pickup game format.
I saw you on X last night. Yeah. I saw your tweet.
Okay.
I saw all your right. tweet. Silver, okay. You got more pressing problems, brother. Get this load management fixed. Ratings are down.
You cannot. What if I told you I think it's a generational issue? We don't have players like LeBron, KD, and Steph in our league right now.
Well, you do with John Zion. They've been hurt.
No,
and
that's my point.
Suspended.
My point is this. From the moment KD and Steph and LeBron came into the league, they worked their ass off.
To where they're still the faces of the league now.
No, I don't. What player these days works as hard as any of those three, or Kobe, for that matter? They just don't.
You ain't giving that to Anthony Edwards?
No.
All right.
I'm not.
Luka?
Money. No, yeah, okay. Yeah, Luka.
I tried as soon as it left. Right. Okay. He's still a bad boy, but yeah.
The bottom line is the money is so great right now that it's not about competition. It's about how do we all stay in this club, all of us together,
man.
30 teams, 450 players, we're all brothers, we've all gotta get along, because it's really just about being in the league and making money. That's all that matters to a lot of players.
Damn.
It's not about Michael Jordan, Bird, Magic, LeBron, Kobe. They were about one thing, winning.
Malone, Stockton,
winning.
Drexler.
They came into the league wanting to be the best player on the planet. What player in the NBA right now, outside of the older guys, wants to be the best player on the planet?
Pajemski.
He's a gym rat.
And wants to do anything and everything to win a game.
What if Ant Edwards just pulled up and said, oh, man, you don't even know what you're talking about. How do you know I'm not that?
Because I know. Because I've watched the league for 50 years. And there's a commitment that those guys have.
De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento, Sabonis.
Yeah, they're nice players. They're not killers.
Damn.
I don't know. When did Magic and Larry and Michael and Kobe ever want a day off? One!
Yeah.
One day off!
You preaching.
And Anthony Edwards? You mean the guy? God love him. He's going to play. The guy's taking 16 threes a game now?
Man.
Not that many, but,
yeah, but
I'm doing it for effect. Yeah. Speaking of basketball, you watch the Lakers last night?
Every part of it. Go ahead. I know where you're going because I had the thought.
Franz Wagner?
Put on a shizno.
I don't even want to go here.
You have to.
I'll just set it up like Evan set it up, and then I'll lay out with no judgment.
Well, you did that with the hoodie coming here for Kyle, but go ahead.
Evan said, did you see the Lakers-Orlando game last night? And I said, no, I didn't. I was locked in on the football game, which also tells you something, because I'm supposedly this basketball guy. I'd much rather watch the Browns-Steelers than an NBA game. Well, anyway.
I watched both.
He said, you see what Franz Wagner did? I said, yeah, I saw what he did. He made a big shot, and he had 37 and 11 and 7 or 8. And Evan said, boy, it's just impossible to watch a player like that and not think of Jonathan Kuminga.
I had the same
Because
thoughts.
They're in the same draft class.
I had the same thoughts, man.
Mm.
But I do wonder, and this is incredible, Franz would not pull up on us and say, I'm happy my teammate Banchero is out, but it had me thinking just about sports. I believe he can't be that player he was last night to that degree with a guy like Banchero. I could be wrong, but Steiny, he took advantage of the moment, and his because I know we're in sophomore high school, his package or what he has in his bag is Kuminga doesn't have nearly half the stuff he has in his bag. Your boy is skilled. Steiny, he did it all. To the rack, handle, step back, whatever you wanted.
He
gave it to the Lakers. But
he also rebounds
free throws.
And he passes.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
He made to win that game.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, everybody's game's different.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of the NBA game now, that step back.
Think the Warriors would have gave him, exercise that money for him?
Probably.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Probably.
And that's why I'm rooting for JK, man. I just don't know if the ship's headed in the right direction.
I think the ship has sailed. What if I told you that? At least.
I mean, you wouldn't be
in
who
terms
call
of
you
the,
crazy.
I don't mean as a player. Yeah. I don't mean as a player. He's going to be fine as a player. But the more I think about the Warriors not reaching an agreement with him and allowing him to go to restricted free agency. Boy, just look at the other. Every player got it except Josh Giddey, Davion Mitchell, and one other guy who's kind of a no name.
Yeah, not, I get the Mitchell one all day. He's on a new team.
Who? Toronto? Davion.
Yeah, he was on sack.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I know. But
I hear you. That was a show last night. Even though AD and the Lakers missed. I was going to save it for what's bugging you at two, but this free throw, you're an NBA player. Care. You can jump out the gym, 720 windmill dunks, but when the pressure's on, you can't go to the charity stripe and make a free throw?
Come on. Who are you talking about?
Just the whole league. Make a free throw. And you've been saying, Mr. One-on-one, make it one-on-one. They'll never do that.
Of course they won't, because this is the problem with the NBA. Gosh. They would rather avoid a problem than address a problem.
Wow, man.
They would.
That's
they
wild.
Would. Like, to my way of thinking, put in the one-on-one. If you don't even know what one-on-one means, I don't blame you, because it used to be a staple of the game. You make the first one. You get the second free throw. You miss the first one, it's a live ball. It puts, but this league and this commissioner don't want to put pressure on players. They want to take pressure off players.
Man.
They want everybody to be a so-called star. They want to try to tell me, God love him, and I'm his friend, but they try to shove it down my throat that Steph Curry was the most clutch player in the NBA last year, and they won 46 games.
Wow.
It's the whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap that people are getting so tired of. It's terrible.
This one, I'm proud you're my partner.
It's terrible. And I'm a basketball guy.
This cosmetic.
And I can't watch a game if it's not the Golden State Warriors right now.
Wow, man.
I just can't.
Damn.
888-957-9570. How do you fix this crap right now in the NBA? Remember when, Adam Silver for David Stern. Hey, Silver's going to be great. Well, you know what? He caters to the players too much. He does.
What about this cup? You a
fan now? The cup's a joke. Mm. The cup is a flat-out joke. What is in it for me as a basketball fan? Tell
me. For you to get what you're mad at right now, that to make the players want it more. And that's the problem.
That's
the season should be
enough. Don't steal my rant. Oh. Don't steal my rant.
Hey, you're on fire.
Emirates Cup.
Oh, my God.
I won't. And I will not.
And I asked you, what's Emirates?
This cup crap.
Remember I asked you that?
It's an airline.
Yeah. Emirates, yeah.
Yeah. Emirates Airline. They fly to, like, Abu Dhabi.
Oh.
And
who was the guy
Saudi
from Duke
Arabia?
That had a name like that?
Allah.
Oh, you're there, my
Abdul
man.
Abdul Nabi.
Yes.
The players, it's
dude,
it's,
you're on fire. That should have been in print.
Let me be honest with you. It's got nothing to do with the talent level of these players.
Well,
they're very talented. But the league's a joke. Mm. And how do you get it back? How do you get this league back? You can't.
Wow.
You can't get it back. Joel Embiid made $50 million last year, and he played 39 games. Oh, but he's going to have a lot of incentive to play 65 this year. Why? He doesn't get paid any less.
I'm just watching you, man.
Keep
going.
It's just bad. It's bad. You know, how many guys in the league, and I'll give him this, Draymond, how many guys in the league compete like Draymond Green?
Not many, man.
Four.
Yeah.
And I can't even name them. NBA's got a big, big, big problem.
So when you hear ratings are down, hello.
You know what that tells me? People are smarter than you think. That's what it tells me.
Wow.
Anyway, anybody would talk about the joke that's the NBA product right now. Every single game. Orlando, 17 for 49 from the three-point range. Memphis, 15 for 48 from three. I mean, I saw an interview with Steph Curry the other day, and he said, you know, we're either there at some point. It's going to reach a tipping point. And you know what? Here's the other thing I can't stand anymore. Oh, Steiny, one out of three. If you make one out of three three-pointers, that's like 50%. Yeah, it is like, which is good. Let me tell you something. Any team right now that concentrated on getting good two-point shots would absolutely start dominating the league.
Wow, man.
Because so many people defensively, only about the three, you get layup after layup after layup.
I could hug you right now, man. No, seriously. This might be your greatest rant or thought in 7 years of me doing radio with you. I'm sick. Keep going. I'm going to lay out.
I don't care if you're in the worst seat in the house paying $100 or you're at half court sitting next to Joe Lacob spending $25,000 for that ticket. It is a turnoff to show up to the game and realize four guys aren't playing. You can't do it. You can't.
But they're doing it, Donnie.
And you know what? It's just there. That's why the league's in trouble. But what are they going to do? We're going to come up with the Emirates Cup. We're going to tweak the All-Star game.
Man.
The league's a gimmick. It's a gimmick. And you know what? Here's the worst of it. I bet you in our lifetime, we will be seeing a game that will do something Phil Jackson predicted 20 years ago. You know what they'll do to fix it? They'll make a four-point shot.
Oh, man.
That's like what they'll do. Mark my words. Mark my words.
Like that wouldn't blow my wig right now.
You know how you make the game better right off the bat? You take away the 3-point shot and you give 3 points for a dunk. Give them 3 points for a dunk because that's the best shot in the game that you can get. It's a joke.
Yeah, I heard.
It's a flat out joke. You know what? I don't love the game like I used to love the game.
I'm hearing you, man.
What game's on tonight? I don't care. I'll watch it. That's the way it used to be.
Well, I'm still that.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'll be damned if I'm watching Charlotte play. Hey, Steiny, LaMelo's having a great... Who cares? They're 5-11. They stink, and they don't play the right way.
Could be your best work, man.
It's not my best work.
It is. And I got to bring this up.
I'm sick of it.
I heard Mullen. Go ahead.
You know what? We are so lucky. We are so lucky out here.
Ooh.
To have been able to watch the Warriors for 12 years play the way they've played. If we were in Philly, Indiana, if we were in Houston, we wouldn't be on the air. Nobody would care about those. Nobody cares about the Houston Rockets. Nobody. Hey, who's your favorite team? The Wizards. I love the Wizards. Nobody loves the Wizards. They stink. Atlanta, hey, they stink. They don't play the right way. What's Quinn Snyder doing? Oh, Quinn Snyder, great coach.
Red glasses, got swag.
Wow, man. What, I got 4 more minutes to do this? Shorten the season, all right? Check your greed at the door one time in your life. Cut the season down to 60 games. Start the season at Christmas. And let's have ourselves a basketball season.
Wow.
If 70% of the league acknowledges that November and December don't even matter. They don't play.
It's your best work, man.
Shame on Adam Silver for taking my love of the game away. Shame on him. And them. I'll see you out at the game, though, next week when the Warriors play the...
Dibs just texted. He said, that was your best work. Keep going.
It's... I love the game. I don't love this game. Who loves this game? Is there somebody out there, and I'm dead serious, that says, I'll tell you what, the NBA's never been in a better place. No! Nobody's going to say that because it's not. How do you get it back? Or as Joe Hawks, the great Joe Hawks once said, the toothpaste is out of the container.
Wow.
You can't put it back. Yeah, and I'll say it. Adam, this is too much for me.
Tell me how you really feel.
Man. 7 years, Evan. This was my man's best work. Send this to Adam. It's bigger than him, though, Stoney.
I mean, think about this for a minute. You lose me. Who do you have?
Well, Evan,
I'll give the sport the biggest benefit of the doubt of all time, and I can't get behind this product.
Well, I pay for the package. I watch it all, Stoney's. But how many times have we done interviews and I said the three ball's ruining my pleasure? And real quick, not to hijack, I'm going to throw it back. The Warriors play a different brand of basketball, and I'm not saying that because of the hometown team. Yeah, they shoot their three, Stoney, but they act like they care, man. That's what against Atlanta, it was like you're outclassed. This team is smarter than you. But boy, you didn't leave any meat on that bone, and I ain't hungry.
Oh, man. Anyway, half the shots are threes. I'll tell you what. You know who would be a great team in the NBA right now? The Globetrotters. The Harlem Globetrotters with Meadowlark Lemon would go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I love that.
Because Meadowlark Lemon could make a hook shot from half court one out of two times.
I got to give this to you because he texted. The great Dibs. What about the owners?
They're the worst.
Are their hands dirty right now?
Everybody's hands dirty.
Move on, Joe.
It's
man, Stoney.
How about this? I'll just make this prediction right now. We'll see teams being for sale in the next 5 years.
Well, Boston's already about
that. Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you're an owner,
we'll see.
Wow, that was special. I need a cigarette.
All right, let me get my. All right,
dude. You okay?
I'm fine. The game's the one that's the problem. It's the game, not me. All right, 888-957-9570. How do you come back from this?
Man.
Dreck. This flat-out dreck. Good one. 650, NBA basketball. You stink. All right, download the free Odyssey app. The players, nothing wrong with the players' personalities. The game stinks. All right, download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems, 888-957-9570. I dare you to disagree with me.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?